Hey guys, hope you're good. Today, I want to talk about mastering the check-in as a face-to-face coach. So when we talk about check-ins, what do we typically think in our mind? We typically think, I'm going to get someone to fill in a form, I'm going to read through that form, and I'm going to give them some kind of feedback. And there's nothing wrong with that. But why do we think that? Well, I think the main reason we think that is that most people that run check-ins as a big feature of their service are online coaches. And so having them fill in a form and giving them some feedback makes complete logical sense. I'm talking to you today as a face-to-face coach. And I want to teach you about a much more superior, much more effective method for running your check-ins that is going to allow you to master it, build a better connection with your clients, and separate yourself from many of the other things out there on the market. What I'm talking about, and it isn't rocket science, is conversation. We have something called the PT session blueprint at Velocity. And there is, at the very start, in the first 10, 15 minutes, you allow time for something called the micro review. We also have something called the macro review, which is a conversation for another day. It's a game changer. But the micro review, for between anything from sort of 5 to 15 minutes, is one of the most influential things I ever had in my face-to-face coaching business. For anybody that knows me, I had a pretty successful career as a face-to-face coach, which spanned over a very long period of time. And I had amazing retention, amazing results, and was a bit more of an authority in my area than many coaches. And I put a lot of that down to the relationships that I built with my clients. And I put a lot of that down to having a very, very valuable micro and macro review process. So I want you to think about check-ins now no longer being about filling in forms and giving people feedback outside of your sessions, but actually bringing your check-ins into your service delivery. Number one, that means that you don't have to take any more time to do it. So if you're getting busy, put it into the paid time that you're already spending with that person. But there are many other reasons as well. So the problems, if we don't do this, And we use the kind of classic form feedback response outside of session time, a lot of the time that's because you're just watching what online coaches are doing. The second thing is that you think that you need to have lots and lots of technology in your business. And whilst technology is very, very useful, and we use an absolute boatload of it for our coaches and clients with automations and all sorts of things that we build, there is also a time and a place for it. And when it comes to understanding how someone is doing, how their week's been and what they're struggling with and what they need help with and how they can move things forward, conversation is always going to be king. It's always going to win. So that's one of the other problems is we think we've got to have this automation. If we're going to have an amazing business, we've got to be able to send out flashy forms here, there, and everywhere. We need to evolve with the times. And the other thing is that you're concerned that if you sit your client down in the session, that they're going to be expecting to get up and go and work out and train hard. The second they walk in the door, I need to get them moving right the way through to the last minute before the end. And I can tell you that isn't true. For 99.9% of people, that won't be true. They will value a really good conversation, which is about them and helping them move forward. Because ultimately, that's why you're there. You're there to help them get a result. So if we can open up our minds a little bit more, what are the opportunities? The first one is you are massively going to be able to showcase your value. You're going to show why someone should come and work with you and not the other trainer down the road, and more specifically, not go and get online coaching. They're going to see the difference between having a face-to-face coach that's physically with them and dealing with a form and a response that comes through email. The second thing, which is unparalleled in terms of importance here, is human connection. You're going to build a better human connection with your clients. And there is no online coach and no AI, no artificial intelligence that will ever replace that ability to build a great human connection with people that you're physically in the same space with. You're going to be able to show that you care. You're going to be able to have a genuine conversation, which will bring out so much more than a form ever would. We're going to dive underneath the hood of these people and ask better questions to get better answers to inform us how we can help those people more and in turn get better results. So that's going to massively help your retention. And then finally, they are going to feel part of the process. They're not going to feel like an outsider filling in a form and then just submitting it and feeling quite cold. They're going to be sat down with you, nice and close, opening everything up and discussing each week, what are the problems that you have right now? What are the things that are going well? Where do we need to make some changes? Where needs work? So that's the opportunities. Now, as I said, I had a very successful career as a PT, and the micro and the macro reviews were key. And when we started teaching this to other people, there was definitely from some elements of apprehension, more geared around the fact of, I can't get them to pay me money and just sit them down and talk to them. It's like, why not? If their problem is nutrition, why are you training them? Sit down and manage their nutrition and get them doing what they need to get a better result. If their headspace is gone and they're not focused on their training in between your sessions, if they're not focused on doing their mobility work, if they're not focused on following a certain protocol for their nutrition, doesn't matter what you do with them in that 45 minutes to an hour, they're not going to be getting a result. You cannot achieve that with somebody if the other things aren't in line. So it's your job as a coach, when you've taken on the role of getting them a result, it's your job as a coach to coach them on the things that they need most, to coach them on the things that are going to move them forward to the next step. And that's not always going to be physical training. But also, the micro review is going to uncover other things. The check-in process, when you're doing it physiologically, allows you, as I said earlier, to go deeper and deeper and deeper under the hood of somebody. And it might be that you find something out which changes the course of the rest of the session. And that is such a big, important thing. We've done this with various different people. And this is what we commonly find. There is a bit of apprehension at the start. However, they trust the system. They go and deliver these sessions, and they come back and they say, wow, my clients absolutely love that. They said it was amazing to have someone spending the time really helping them, really focusing on them. And then they would say something along the lines of, they also told me that I must be really good at my job, or I'm taking it really seriously. Because what you're doing while they're talking is you're gathering all these notes, all this information. This is absolute gold. This is telling you what the next 6, 8, 12 weeks needs to look like, which is really important. Whereas a form where you're rating your energy levels out of 10 and they put a 6, like how much can you really derive from that? It's not great. And so as a face-to-face coach, we need to take advantage of it. So how should we think moving forward? There's a couple of things I'd love you to write down or to note here. The first one is focus on the trainer-client relationship. That is one of the most important things that you need to manage. You can't go too far into it because we need to stay a friendly professional, not a professional friend. But at the same time, we do want to focus on that relationship and how it works, because if you don't have somebody with you, you can't help them. And if you're trying to change and shape a lot of lifestyle problems, that's going to take some time. And they're going to be warming to you over that period if you get this right. So focus on that trainer-client relationship. The next thing is, like, work with them to find the answers together. That's something that we rarely see. Work with them to find the answers together. Don't just tell people what to do. Collaborate in these micro sessions. As I said, 5 to 15 minutes each session, you're sitting down and you're bashing your heads together and coming up with solutions and strategy. And you're saying, you could try this, you could try this, you could try this, you could try this. Which one of these four feels like the right one for you? Etc., etc. Okay. Value the conversations. Really value the conversations that you have, because this carries so much more value than a set of squats will. Your ability to sit down and unpack something psychologically about an individual, that's going to tell you what their next 2 or 3 weeks is going to look like. If you're sitting down with someone and you're designing the next steps, that's going to help with their creativity. It's going to help with their motivation, their desire to go out and make it happen. And so that's really, really big. And I think finally, show people why working with a face-to-face trainer will never be paralleled in terms of service by a bot or online coaching. So essentially, we want to get rid of the check-in system when it comes to heavy forms. You can still use a form. You can use a form to inspire some of the answers that are coming through to lean back upon. But I still think the most valuable thing is that somebody turns up, you sit down with them and you say, cool, what's been going on? And that's where it all begins. And by going through that process, you're able to really get somebody to open up to you, which is amazing. It's going to do massive things for your retention rate in your business. But most importantly of all, we are making that clear distinction between what is face-to-face and what is online, and the personable skills that you have as a face-to-face coach, and just the value that somebody feels by having somebody do that. So we don't need to follow online coaching. We don't have to automate and tech whiz everything up. We will, of course, when we need to and when there's a real purpose to it, but we don't want to do it for the sake of doing it. And so in this instance, for us, this is super important that we understand that you're not an online coach. You can absolutely master the check-in process, and having a check-in each week is a really good idea, but the actual implementation of it is not rocket science. The implementation of it is being able to have that conversation with somebody there and then, and it is such a powerful thing to do. So that's it for today. If you want to learn more about how we run our micro and macro reviews, just comment review underneath this video, and I'll reach out to you and I'll show you exactly how we do it. Micro reviews every week, macro reviews every sort of 10 to 12, which keeps the retention super high in terms of our clients' client base. Cool. All right. I will leave you to it. Well done. Catch you soon.